You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Listen to this text we got from JD. Boys, I've listened to your show every day since I moved to Denver in 2011. But this was my first time to ever write in. Well, that's cool. Thanks for spending 11 years with us. I want to know if you agree with me that the worst question you can possibly ask someone you're in a relationship with is... Now, before I give you the question, let me ask you, Jeremy, do you have a nomination for the worst question you can ask someone you're in a relationship with?
You're putting me on the spot here.
I put myself on the spot, too, because I haven't thought about it till right this very second.
I think all the physical questions are always, slightly
dangerous.
Does
my butt look big? That kind of thing?
Any of that. Like, do you like what I look like? Do you like my body? I mean, it doesn't have to be the butt. I think any of that is touchy.
Is my mouth too big for my face?
Right.
Are my eyes too far apart?
Right. I think any of those.
Listen to what JD said. I want to know if you agree with me that the worst question you can possibly ask someone you're in a relationship with is... What would you change about me if you could?
Oh, so that's just a blanket everything.
JD says, I don't want to say much more, but I'd love to hear you and your listeners talk about this question. Or are there worse questions you can ask? Thank you. I'll be listening. What would you change about me if you could? That is absolutely a landmine. It's a minefield to go walking out into. Because... if you say something, then it sounds like you're being critical of them. If you say there's nothing, then it sounds like you're lying because...
there's got to be something.
There's got to be one thing. I mean, nobody is perfect. I mean, let's not live in this dream world where 100% about this person is perfect. No, we find people that are, 95% what we're looking for. And I mean, boom, if you get 80% and above... you're doing really, really well.
Gosh, if you're asked that, or if you're doing the asking, you've got to be open-minded then. You can't get mad at the answer.
What are you talking about? What rule is that?
That's just a rule. If you ask something like that, then you can't get all butthurt if somebody, gives it to you straight.
Well, I got news for you.
I don't like the size of your nostrils.
Yeah, the kind of person who would ask that question is not going to follow any of those rules. If they're asking this question in the first place, you're stepping in. Like, how can you get out of even answering it?
You flip it and say, how about I just tell you all the things I love about you instead?
Say, I love that. That's great.
Boom. Problem solved. I should text my wife right now and see what she would change about me. Although we're at the point,
she would give you a laundry list.
We've
man.
Done all of our changes.
She's probably...
we've changed. We've changed. We've morphed. We've told each other at this point what we like and don't like. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else is there to do now?
I would
you just got to maintain.
I would love to know what the first thing that comes to her mind is, though.
Well, mine would be instantly all the glasses she leaves around the house. It's not even has to do with her, it's her messiness, I would say. I'm sick of all the water glasses in the bedroom. I stacked up like 8 water glasses the other day, and I was like, these are not mine. It drives me
now,
nuts.
This isn't a very open question because it's not saying what would you change
it's
about
not.
Me physically.
No,
it's
you
just
could
saying,
say,
what would you change about me if you could?
Like your mom, or the water glasses. Or, I mean, I'm just hypothetically throwing that out there.
What would you change about me? Your mom?
Who raised you? Easy. No. I'm just throwing that out there for somebody else to use. That's not me talking.
I understand. This is a hypothetical, is what you're saying.
Yeah, hypothetical. I want some calls. I want some fun Friday calls, for God's sakes.
Yeah,
what would you change?
303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. You've got to call us right now. You got to tell us what your answer, how you would handle that. Yes. Or maybe you're someone who has asked this question many times in a relationship. You want to call in and defend it and say why it's
maybe.
A good question.
Or you can stay anonymous, give a fake name, and call us and be like, I want to change this about my boyfriend or my husband or my wife or my girlfriend. Just say it. Tell us.
Great.
Tell us what you want to change. It's easy.
That would be great. I'll do it. I would like for her to stop leaving every cabinet open all day long.
There you go.
Okay.
How hard is it? Just shut the cabinets and take
shut the
your
cabinets
stupid
the
glasses
doors.
Down to the kitchen.
So we're getting all sorts of messages now, but I got some phone calls we're going to go to. Alan wrote in, though, and said, I'm laughing because I was just asked this question by my girlfriend a few days ago. I wasn't prepared at all, so I said, your stubbornness. She immediately said, I'm not stubborn, and now I'm getting the silent treatment.
There you go.
Alan says, JD is right. It's a horrible question. And especially if you are caught off guard, because you can't be prepared to get that question.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
it's
not.
It's just there.
I did text Nick Nack during the break, and she's like, oh, only two. And then she wrote it, and then she wrote one more. Oh, wait, there's one more. Oh, wait, one more. So I'm up to four now. They're pretty basic things. That she wishes I would wash the dishes before I put them in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
Eh. That you didn't sweat so much when you sleep.
Right.
You wouldn't shave right after I clean the bathroom. And the fourth one, she wishes that I liked sports more. She's a big sports fan. So.
Right. Those are all valid,
but
buddy.
I'm not going to change any of those. So life goes on.
Surprise, surprise. Hey, here's Sunshine on the phone.
Yeah.
Hi, Sunshine.
Hey, you.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey, before we get into that, I want to thank you guys so much for having Mindbenders. Because tomorrow I'm taking my son to train for his 15th birthday because of you.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
you won,
that's very
you won tickets,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah, so cool. He's super excited, and we're going, and thank you.
It's going to be an awesome concert.
Yeah, have a great time. Thank you for listening with your son.
Yeah,
we appreciate that. So about this question, Sunshine, what would you change about me if you could? Do you want to weigh in on this?
So before I married my husband, he was a smoker. And I told myself, I'm not going to marry a smoker. I'm not going to even date a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
He hit it pretty well. And then I was already in love with him. And then I found out he was a smoker. And now I'm married. And he's turned to vaping. But I told him, before we move into our new house, you have to stop vaping.
Yeah.
So
you're going to save his life. I mean, this is, you're looking out for him.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the way he dances.
Oh, and he's a bad dancer. Hopefully he's not vaping and dancing at the same time. You might leave him.
I've got to ask, as somebody who's not a dancer myself, what is he doing that makes him a bad dancer?
Okay, so him and his dad have the same kind of dance, and they kind of just like... there's no rhythm to it, and you can't even
he's just
know
flailing.
What like,
does he snap his fingers too?
It's like he's acting like he snaps his fingers, but he doesn't.
Oh my gosh, that is
and
bad.
Like wags the hips.
Yeah,
I'm
getting
doing
into
it. Right
it. Now. Watch out now. These hips don't lie. Yeah, you should probably leave him.
No, you know what? He's an amazing man.
Oh, that's great.
Just hey, a horrible
really
dancer.
What would you
change about us? Would you change anything about Dom or Jeremy?
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Both you guys are amazing. Mm. And I wish you, Jeremy, you went to what? Green Mountain or Bear Creek?
Bear Creek.
Bear Creek. Okay, my kids went to Bear Creek and I was if I went to Bear Creek, I went to Green Mountain, I probably would have known you. So I'm kind of sad I didn't know you.
Oh, we could have totally hung out.
You guys could have dated. You could have been married to Jerry.
Yeah, I was a non-smoker. We could have totally made out like crazy. Man, missed opportunity.
Don't knick-knack that.
Oh, she loves it. She's fine with it. Well, thank
Sunshine.
You, Sunshine.
Go have a great day.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for being on
good.
The show
thank
with
you,
us.
See you later.
Of course. Have a wonderful weekend.
Bye.
Me too.
Oh, how sweet.
let's talk to Raven. Hi, Raven. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So what would you change about your partner if you could?
So the main thing that I'd probably change is to help out around the house a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
He comes home from work, and he just sits down and watches his YouTube all day long.
What a lazy butt.
Mm. I do work from home, but what I do is I do daycare outside. You know, I watch kids all day long, and I have two of our own, and it's like sometimes once we're all done and said and done, it's like I like to sit down for a little minute and relax instead of having to clean up the house or take the dog out or clean up the kitchen or, you know, whatnot. It's like I'm always the one that keeps the house clean.
Well, Jeremy, go ahead and tell her. What's your go-to?
What, break up with him?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Leave him. What's he watching on YouTube?
He does, like, he watches some of the space stuff, so he keeps up with the whole, you know, SpaceX and stuff, and the rockets, or he'll watch...
The penis rocket. Well, like it went off yesterday, actually.
I like that, so...
I'll ask you the same question. What would you change about Dom, and what would you change about Jeremy?
Oh, boy.
You know, I don't think there'd be anything I would change, in all honesty. I mean, now that school's coming up, you know, it's something nice to hear when I have to take my oldest to school, and it's a nice, relaxing thing to listen to on the way back, and...
This is the only reason I keep asking this is because I love the compliments. So.
I cringe.
Nobody wants to fess up and say, yeah, I would, you know, like, change this.
Boy.
Oh, Raven. Well, good luck with your hubby.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Good luck. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. I wish he'd get his butt off the couch. And I know,
but he's watching space stuff, though. Doesn't that make give you a little goosebumps?
That's cool, but here's Susan. Susan, good morning.
How are you guys this morning?
We're great. So what are you changing?
So I have a funny story about leaving the cupboards or the drawers open.
Ugh.
Since it irritated both of you. So I had the same bad habit, and my husband kept telling me that it was frustrating to him, and it never really sunk in. And then one morning I woke up, and every single drawer in my bedroom and every single cupboard in the house was left open, a small little crack.
Yes.
And I just started laughing.
We've all done that trick, yeah.
I've thought about that. I figured it's so passive aggressive that...
I even did it here at the station once because Dom hates it. Here at the radio station, he'll go in, all the kitchen cupboards are open in the kitchen here, you know, and I'll go in and I'll open all the cupboards
all
in the kitchen.
All of them, yeah.
A little bit of humor sometimes can diffuse. You know,
it can.
You're right about that. Susan, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate you. Go have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, Gretchen, here's the funny thing. I could open every cabinet in the kitchen or like that, and I'll bet she would walk in, and she wouldn't even notice.
I think a funnier prank would just be to take all the doors off. Go get yourself a little screwdriver and take them off. Like, you're not going to close them? We don't need doors.
Or screw them shut. So that they're
right.
She goes to open it, and it just won't open.
Guess they're closed now, huh?
I know better than to ask her. Like, you wrote to Nick Nack.
I was
and
curious.
Asked her, but I know better. I'm not going to open
what
up those
What do you think
gates.
Would be, like, the first thing she would
oh,
say?
Oh, my God. I don't know. But
you don't have, like, a hunch?
She's not shy about voicing her opinions about stuff, so she wouldn't hesitate. She wouldn't be like you're so perfect in every way. She'd be like, well, for starters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, guys, I don't need
just
to.
Don't even do it.
I don't need to wade into that. I'm trying to have a good day. I'm trying to get off to a good start for the weekend,
yeah.
Jeremy.
All right, never mind. Forget I even brought it up.